For the past week, Biden and his team have spun over and over that the evacuation was going well. Well, today we saw the truth. This was all total crap. This is a catastrophe. And if you and your team, Mr. President, can't handle this mission, why should we trust you to handle any mission? Our enemies know that we're being led by a band of incompetents, and none of them are shaking in their boots from this Biden promise.
To those who carried out this attack, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
The fact is, President Biden and his hand-picked military leaders have failed the American people. They failed to bring and build an Afghan army to withstand the Taliban. They failed to organize a withdrawal that didn't devolve into total chaos. And they failed to first extract Americans still in harm's way, and instead, they prioritized Afghan nationals. As far as we know, hundreds of Americans still remain in Afghanistan. How many more men and women in uniform might die because Blinken, Milley, and the rest have no idea what they're doing? These young men and women joined the military to serve and protect their country. But now they're forced to serve under leaders who couldn't run a school crosswalk. All Americans should have been withdrawn weeks ago, not in the last moments. So once they created chaos all around the airport, it created an impossible situation, one that allowed ISIS militants to murder our soldiers. Just like Joe Biden created a magnet for illegals and the cartels at the southern border, his plan created a magnet for terrorists at the airport in Kabul.